This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? Today's cars have loads of computer smarts built in, like the chips that allow you, with a push of a button, to unlock your car. And as new cars move down the assembly line, automakers program those functions into the car.
They produce one car, and they program a cryptographic secret in it in order to secure it against thieves.
Timo Kasper, a cryptographer and engineer at the security and IT consulting firm Kasper & Oswald.
And then comes the next car on the production line, and they put the same secrets into the second car. And then comes a third car onto the production line, and they again put the same secrets into this car. And they repeat this process for millions of cars in the world. And now millions of cars in the world share the same cryptographic secret. Of course, this secret is not so well protected anymore because it is in every of these 1 million cars and in every remote control. And this is, of course, a typical example of how to not do it.
And yet, he says that's exactly how the Volkswagen Group did do it for many cars manufactured in the last 20 years. Kasper and his colleagues decoded that shared cryptographic secret by studying the design and operation of chips from VW Group cars and remotes. After hacking the hardware, they were easily able to eavesdrop on and decrypt unlocking signals, clone the remote control, and unlock cars. They presented the details August 12th at the USENIX Security Symposium in Austin, Texas. Kasper says VW is aware of the problem, and they're not alone.
This is not a VW bug, but this is a red line, as we Germans say, through all the automotive industry.
In fact, in the same study, they showed that another encryption system used by many other brands, including Ford, Chevy, Nissan, and Mitsubishi, has a weak cryptographic algorithm, which, again, allowed the team to break into more than a dozen cars. Bottom line, it's easier to hack into cars than many drivers might have imagined. So if you want to avoid eavesdropping, the researchers recommend simply ditching remote controls and cryptography and just going back to the good old metal key.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.